County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, KD8IIB. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Grove City. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. And the purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARS business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Our next meeting is currently scheduled for next Wednesday, March 18th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. However, based upon what happens with the COVID or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, along with any directives from the governor, next week's in-person meeting may be canceled and just turned into a Wednesday night net. Stay tuned for that. We will put a notification on our webpage, and I will probably send out a notification via one call now if that does come about. It's currently being discussed. A little background on that. Several Franklin County events have already been postponed. The Franklin County weather training that's supposed to come up March 28th at Mount Carmel East has been postponed. The Dayton Advanced Spotter Training has been postponed. The Ohio ARES conference that was scheduled for April 4th at the Marion branch, OSU branch, was canceled, along with the weather training for the public safety officials at the Fawcett Center scheduled for next Friday. That was also canceled. Like I said, more information to follow. If we do end up canceling the in-person next week, we will send out notification both on the website and via one call now. Anyway, calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in this evening, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically, and also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KD8IIB. I'll take check-ins now from those stations that have Franklin County ARS business or announcements or a RRR bulletin for this evening's net. Please call.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
K8RL3, Cal.
John.
Gave me a lot there. It took me a little while to write. Anyway, I got NAYMT, Jay, NAPBC, John, KA8RLC, Cal, KD8RTP, John, and of course I will have my usual announcements. Anybody else with announcements or bulletins for the net? Hearing none, I will now take Franklin County check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and 71. There are eight stations which are the north of I-70 and east of I-71, northeast quadrant. Please call KD8IIB.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name's Daniel.
Now, hold on. I've got K8LE Andy and KD8OFT Daniel. Anybody else in Northeast Quadrant? I'd say the Northeast is quieter than usual tonight. Let's move on down to the southeast quadrant stations, south of I-70, east of 71.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Katie 8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8 YVI, Phil.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, APMW, Mike.
Net acknowledges KB8FYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, AB8MW, Mike. And Phil, I'm glad you, there was a little delay there. I'm glad you did check in because I already wrote you down. Anybody else, southeast quadrant?
November 8, Victor, Juliet, Foxtrot, Mark, southwest of Mobile this evening.
NAPJF, I've got you in. You said southwest. I was calling southeast. I got you marked as southeast.
Yeah, I'm right on the border between southeast and southwest. NAPJF.
Okay, we got you southeast tonight. Any other stations, southeast quadrant? Moving on over to the southwest quadrant, stations south of 70 and west of 71. Please call KD8IIB.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee, Mike November, KB8YMN, Mark.
Whiskey 8 Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey, Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Kilo Echo 8, Michael Fox, Kilo Peter.
Number 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Net copy, 5 out of 6 anyway. We got KD8YMN, Mark, W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, KD8XPX, Jim, NAUTI, Ed, and Peter. I got KE8MP and missed the last part there.
Kilo.
Okay, KE8MPK, Peter, got you in there. Any other station, southwest quadrant? Moving on up to the northwest quadrant, stations north of 70 and west of 71. Please call KD8IIB.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian.
KE8ANW.
E8MVN/A8 Mobile.
In that hold, I got KE8ANW Brian and Sharon. I think I heard you in there. Come back. Is that you, Sharon? N8SEY?
Confirmed. N8SEY, Sharon.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. And we have a station, I believe it was MVN, listening to the voices, but give me your call and name again there, MVN, I think it was.
KE8MVN/AE Mobile.
Okay, I thought that was you. We got you in there, KE8MVN. Any other stations, northwest quadrant?
AD8CM, Marcel, Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Delta, KE8CRP, Doc.
ECM Marcel and KE8DRD. Doc, good evening to both of you. Anybody else? Northwest Quadrant.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa, KWP Frank. Doc, your audio is very weak. KWP.
KWP, Frank, got you in there this evening. Anybody else? Northwest. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Please call. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Kilo Bravo 8 Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8 CMW Paul, and I'm in the southeast, Kevin.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Mike, W8SGM Mike. Fairfield County.
Whiskey 8 Zulu Alpha Romeo, W8ZAR Gregory, Delaware County.
W4JER Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Romeo, Jeremy in Fairfield County.
Acknowledges KB8CMW Paul in the southeast, W8SGM Mike, W8ZAR Gregory, and W4JER Jeremy. Anybody else inside or outside of Franklin County? Hearing no more check-ins at this time, I'll go back to those stations having announcements in the order received. Be last. NEYMT, Jay, will you go ahead with yours?
Thank you, Kevin. Good evening to that. This is NEYMT. I didn't hear you bring it up. That's why I kind of then. I'm sure somebody else will probably talk you onto it. But since I'm kind of involved in it, for those that do not know, the ARRL Great Lakes Conference in Toledo has been canceled. And following suit, about 15 minutes later, the Toledo Ham Fest has been canceled. So anybody that was planning on going that way, they're not going to be there. So I figure I'd throw that out real quick. Over to you, Kevin. This is NEYMT.
Okay, thanks, Jay. And that doesn't surprise me. A lot of things across the state being canceled. NAPVC, John, you want to go with yours?
Yes, sir. This is NAPVC. So, as Kevin mentioned early on, quite a few events here in Franklin County and around the state have been canceled. Jay mentioning the last one that I've heard of, the Toledo Ham Fest. I think we're the leadership team. We're going to be talking about this as to whether we're going to have an in-person meeting, and we'll probably do this month to month. We'll have to see how the virus reacts with common sense. Keep it from spreading. But again, I think every event that has been mentioned tonight is what's on my list. So we'll be talking about that. And obviously, if anyone has any input into that right now, as far as having in-person meetings, they can go ahead with that here when I get done speaking. I have not heard what the policy is for the EMA yet. Hopefully, I'll hear something from that tomorrow. Cal, I believe, is going to be up in that vicinity, and we'll be able to find out tomorrow. This is NAPVC. If anybody has any questions, go ahead.
ABMW.
Go ahead.
Hey, John, and the rest of that, I don't know if you've already heard, but the ARES conference up in Mansfield has also been canceled. Now, Stan has posted a set of check-ins that you can there's about five different frequencies. On there's a 40 meter, 80 meter. I believe he's also on digital, and there's a couple other ones too. He's posted that he's gonna have call-ins on. That's all I had. AVMW.
Very good. Yeah, that's that was on my list here. I thought I'd heard that mentioned, but maybe not. Okay, any other questions?
Verification.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was up in Marion, actually, not in Mansfield. But, yeah, that is correct on the frequencies. They're talking, since we're not going to have an in-person or an ARES conference, they were going to try to do a statewide drill test, just per se that the need would arise for low, communications, and they are talking to HF, DMR, and Fusion. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Hi, IB.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the format for that, April 4th, 11 a.m., check in on 40 meters, 7.240. 11:30 a.m., 80 meters, 3.902. 12:15, 80 on 3585. And 1 p.m., check in on DMR 3139 and the Fusion Ohio Link 31399. Those are going to be check-in only nets, no traffic will be passed. Just designed to prove that you can communicate from home while locked down and still get the job done. I know I read that fast. Don't worry if you didn't get it written down. That I also will send out as time gets closer in a one call now email or something. KD8IIB.
Thanks, Kevin. So let's just assume that we will not meet next week. Our documents on the website about the coronavirus that we'll be discussing either in person or on the air. I don't know if anybody else has tried to get to that data on the website, but I'm getting a message about it being in a draft state. So I'll have to get with Ed to get that taken care of. Are there any other questions? Okay, Kevin, back to you, NAPBC.
Okay, K8RLC, Cal, you want to go ahead with yours? If there's anything left.
I don't think there's anything left of what I was going to talk about. This is K8RLC. That pretty much clears everything out. However, tentatively, I'll say that remaining on event list for this month is the statewide tornado drill, which will be on the 25th at 9:50 a.m., and we'll have more information for that on next Wednesday's net. And with that, Kevin, I think that covered, or everyone else has covered everything else I was going to speak about tonight, so I'll give it back to you, K8RLC.
Thanks, Colin. Yeah, it's hard to talk about upcoming events when they're all getting canceled, isn't it? K8RTP, John, you want to go ahead with yours?
Yes, I heard Terry MBN check in tonight. He is one of the students that had an extra class, and those classes, we were to have one tomorrow night, but it's been canceled. The library has canceled all events and classes through March 31st break. I will be starting a general class, as long as the library is open and amenable, April 23rd through May 21st, for anybody that has a technician license and wants to upgrade to general. There's a posting on the website about it. And that's all I have. I'll turn it back to you, Kevin, KD8RTP.
Okay, thanks, John. And once again, this is KD8IIB, Net Control for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. My announcement is my usual, going down the list, March 18th is scheduled to be an in-person, but as you heard from John, we're probably most likely going to cancel the in-person. If so, I guess I will probably end up taking that net also. March 25th, KE8ANW, Brian. April 1st, April Fool's Day, NAPVC, John. And April 8th, KD8OFT, Daniel. And April 15th, as is scheduled to be an in-person at this time. With that, any questions? Well, normally at this point in the net, we go back to screening-related information, but we don't really have anything other than what John just covered. Any stations wishing to check in that haven't already checked in, check in now, KD8IIB. Events held during the previous week. The only one I can think of that we've done recently is the Pump and Run this past Sunday. Paul, would you like to say anything about that?
Sure, Kevin, I can do that. KB8IIB from KB8CMW. This past Sunday, we had the Arnold Pump and Run. They asked if we'd come out and help them out. We had 10 volunteers. First race started about 9:15, and the second one, Arnold showed up like he always does, and I think it started about 10:30. And let me tell you, it was really strange walking inside the convention center when there was hardly anybody around. It was a strange day, but to everyone who was wondering about the change this year, I did talk to a volunteer from Mount Carmel system that worked the event like we did in the past, and he was a runner, what they called, considered a runner, and that guy was a non-paid, I keep calling them volunteers, but they're not reimbursed for parking. I'm not for sure about lunch or anything like that, but they are not paid, but the other ones were. So anyway, it's a beautiful day. We had a good turnout, and I appreciate everybody coming out and helping us out. And let's hope the Arnold comes back next year and they don't move it out of town. So with that, Kevin, I don't have a whole lot else to say. If anyone else would like to say anything, maybe you could add a little bit, but if not, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. KD8IIB, KB8CMW.
Okay, anybody else out there with any comments on the Pump and Run? Somebody came in with just static, but no audio, weak signal. Let's try again.
The guy that's calling in is on Simplex. He's actually talking on the output of the repeater.
Okay, thanks, John. If that is somebody trying to talk about the event, you are not coming in on our freak on the input of the repeater. Anybody else?
KD8RTP.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing. If anybody runs across someone who's interested in getting their technician license, we'll probably have classes after the general, which ends May the 21st. So give them the information on the website, and we'll see how many we might be able to put together for a class. That's all I have. KD8RTP.
NAPVC.
I stepped on top of somebody there. Go ahead.
Sorry, Kevin. John, NAPVC. So related to John's information. Those that registered for the Franklin County spotter training, we have a list. One of the questions we ask, since we have both ham radio operators and non-hams come to the training session, we ask, are you interested in learning more about amateur radio? And we probably, I think we had 53 or 4 registered thus far, and half of them indicated an interest in getting their license. So I'll get that information over to John, and he can work his way through it and see what he can put together with it. NAPBC.
Okay, thanks, John. And, if we had the spotter training this year, I'm sure we would probably grab some more people that would be interested, but since it's currently postponed, oh, well, maybe John, RTP John, will be able to get some people out of that. JD8IIB. Anything else from anybody?
NAPBC.
You got something, or are you just IDing?
No, I want to talk a bit about ARES Connect. I was going through last week's log sheet, and we had about 50% of the people that participated last week had registered, and I haven't, until I get next week's, or the log sheet from today, I won't know how that worked out for this this net tonight. But that's clearly an improvement over past nets, so I'm very pleased about that. NAPBC.
Okay, John, and as you know, on my new script here, I will make mention of the ARES Connect. Anybody else have any additional business or discussion topics for the net, please call it out. KD8IIB.
KD8SYT.
Go ahead, Lynn.
I just wanted to mention, every week, Phil and I try to get onto that ARES Connect, and we are still having problems. I wouldn't mind maybe the next time that we do have a in-person, if we could get some one-on-one help with that, we'd much appreciate it.
This is John, NAPBC. We can do that, and if you want to give me a call sometime, we can actually do it over the telephone, too. NAPBC.
OVP.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, actually, two things. I'd like just a basic list of instructions, 1, 2, 3, 4. That might help. I said, oh, just check your da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I can't write that fast. I'm sorry. Second, can I say I've done several siren tests tonight? Log hours for previous siren tests, KWP.
Frank, yes, you can do that. You just have to go back and set the date back, and then you'll be able to see every event since then to today's date. But yes, it can be done. In fact, that's how I'm going back right now and looking at the logs from last Wednesday's net. I just go in there and put in the start date. It takes me back. So, yes, you can do that. NAPBC.
Well, I know computers aren't supposed to have any instructions, but I would have to love to have just a list of instructions, maybe even, 1, 2, 3, 4, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and maybe even just send it out as a general email on the ARS, the service for one call. So, okay, KWP,
8CMW.
CMW, go.
Just to follow up on what John PVC said, even though you put the date back in, since the sirens, I don't think, were built back in, I I've just started seeing them here on the on our Wednesdays. If they haven't been built back previous dates, I don't think you can do that. Now, I could be wrong about that. And, for instance, the one today wasn't there. People say it was. I never saw it, but I'm like Lynn, too. I have a heck of a time with that ARES Connect. So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. KB8CMW.
Yeah, I agree. I did the fire wash today, but I have not seen that one. Today's there. I've seen the upcoming ones. But I went to put my hours in for today, and it was not there.
RTP.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I went on after I got back from the siren test and went in and clicked on next to my name and brought down the view hours. And then when I checked hours, I clicked on the blue box, and it brought down the siren test for today, and I entered my hours, and it saved it. I logged out, so it was there. KD8RTP.
Now, that's interesting, because I was registered for it, but I just went into view hours while I was sitting here and looked, and I got tonight's net there already, but siren wash did not come up. And I believe I was registered for it for the next couple months. John, you may be able to check on that. KD8IIB.
Yeah, this is NAPBC. Yeah, you're not there, Kevin. John Buck is there, Paul's there, Frank is there, and Robert's there. Those are the only four that are there right now.
Those are ones that have reported hours or that were signed up?
Well, they're signed up. I haven't looked if their hours are in. I just saw the list that were registered.
Okay, do you have the capability of adding us to that list? And that way we can go in and report those hours?
Yeah, I can put you on there if someone else needs to be registered.
Anybody else out there that did siren wash today that was not able to enter time?
KB8CMW, another comment.
Go ahead.
I'm on there right now, and I'm on my schedule, and I do not see that siren test for today. Now, John, if you're seeing that, I don't know how you're seeing that, and I'm not. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you have to go in, click on your name, and then do view hours, and then do a report hours, and there's a list of events that you've registered for, and that's where you enter your hours.
Why wouldn't it be under my schedule?
Negative. Now you go into view hours underneath your name, and then report hours.
All right, I'll do that right now. Thank you. This is KB8CMW.
Thank you, RMT.
I believe that was Jay. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what the stipulation or what the it's supposed to be. I guess maybe directed at John, but I have permanency assignment to sirens. I have two assignments that I'm permanently assigned to, and I didn't know if I actually had to go in there and register, or not register, but sign up every week for those. So I didn't know if that was part of it.
Yes, you will have to sign up for those each week.
Matt, this is KD8HDX.
Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
I, too, would like to be added to the list. I'm having the same problem. All I can see is Wednesday night nets, but I really can't see the siren watch. So if you could put me on for today's siren watch and maybe some of the previous ones, I would be happy to log some hours. KD8HVX.
Okay, Jim, I'm putting you on for today. And if you can tell me how far back I need to go, I can do that as well. Or you can do it. if you'd like, and I'll also put Jay on for today.
Yeah, I probably just today would be good. I'll start with that.
Very good.
Okay, and yes, thank John. I just entered my hours. You got it in there already, and it popped up in the list. Anybody else with any questions regarding that or any additional business or discussion topics for the net, please call KD8IIB.
This is KD8OFT.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, there's a Sunday night net that meets on 146550 Simplex. It's the Central Ohio ERC net. I was looking for that in the Aries Connect, and I didn't know if that was an event that we log hours for or not.
That is not, from what the list I've seen in Franklin County, that is not one of the ones that's, it should be reported, yes, but it's not in there as an event that you can sign up for. John, you may have to add that one, too. Daniel, you'll have to get with John on the details of when it meets and what time so it can be added.
I can do that. KD8OFT.
OEP.
Go, Frank.
I am signed up for the MS run soon up in Union County. Can I log those hours?
Yes, you can. If you're signed up for it, once the event has happened, you will go in the same way we just were talking and put your hours in.
Okay, do I sign up on the Union County One Connect hours, or how do I do that?
I thought you said you already signed up for it. Oh, you mean signed up to work it, but not in ARES Connect. It's probably listed under Union County, so I believe you would pull down the Union County events and register for it there. But once you have done it and reported the hours, they will count towards Franklin County.
That's what my understanding. I just, and maybe they didn't have it in there. I emailed back and forth to the AM in charge, and we're getting signed up there, and he signed me up on the MS web. It was kind of a fun little run a couple of years ago, so four different loops of different bike lengths of bike runs. So, okay, 73K2AP.
ERD, comment.
ERD, go ahead.
K-E-8-D-R-D. To clarify something Paul said earlier, the previous medical team was totally volunteer. There was no one on the team received any remuneration of any kind from all the way from the executive medical director on down. It was all volunteer. K-E-8-D-R-D.
Okay, that's interesting, Doc, because we had heard that some of the doctors were reimbursed or paid. Frank, what was the date of that MS run?
Stand by. It's, darn, I don't have it on my calendar. I will get it back to you, but I don't have it right with me. KWP.
Okay, I think I just found it under Union County. It's the MS Central Ohio Challenge Bike Ride on Saturday, July 11th.
That's correct, RLC.
Okay, Frank, it is listed under Union County, way down there for Saturday, July 11th.
Okay, it is now listed, and I just found it. I didn't flip my calendar up that far. As I say, I emailed the ham in charge, and he in turn
filled out the red tape for the MS registration, and I think signed me up on